coming at a holiday travel time that by design makes measles multiply.
We are definitely going to see more.
Dr. Rabia Aga is chief of pediatric infectious diseases at Maimonides Children's Hospital, wanting to bust myths surrounding measles that she knows some parents misguidedly use to justify no vaccines at all.
That they think measles is a mild viral illness with just a rash and fever.
The consequences for infants up to 6 months, kids with cancer, and others who must forego vaccinations for health reasons can be deadly, from pneumonia to permanent brain illnesses.
Sometimes parents want to delay the giving of the vaccine, but that would be like putting a child in a seatbelt after you've already made the travel to the store.
Dr. Avner spoke to us about some people perhaps more concerned about their own risks than they need to be. Booster shots are not necessary, he says. If you've had the two, you're good. And here's his message for people born before the late 1950s.
If you're born before 1957, because measles was so prevalent, you've pretty much, it's a general assumption that you have been exposed and probably contracted the disease.
His plea to others, vaccinate, because if you don't, you won't be welcome in many public places.
At this hospital, a sign that makes it clear in large type, no vaccine, no entry.
Anything to protect vulnerable patients and the public.